my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Revered elders, sisters and brothers, on this auspicious occasion, I take this as a great privilege to welcome Mrs. Chetna Raju, Trustee, Sri Sathya Sai Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust, to come and introduce the new project which we have taken up this year. Thereafter, I also request Mrs. Madhuri Naganand, Trustee, Sri Sathya Sai Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust, to speak a few words. Thank you, Sairam.
Shri Sai Ram, I offer my loving salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, and the children who all have assembled here today. On the 25th May 1947, at the age of 20, Bhagwan Baba wrote, I quote, "People are endowed with a variety of characteristics and mental attitudes, so each one judges according to his own angle, talks and argues in the light of his own nature. We have to stick to our path, our wisdom, our own resolution, without getting affected by popular appraisal." Swami declares his four mission statements at the same time. The third one says, I quote again, "I am attached to the work that I love, to remove the sufferings of the poor and grant them what they lack." Unquote. Sri Sathya Sai Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust, established by Bhagwan in 2005, carries on its works based on the spirit of this statement alone. Even though the works get carried out in the external world, let us remind ourselves what Bhagwan essentially talks about his work and mission in his own words. Again, I quote Bhagwan, "I will not give up my mission nor my determination. I know I will carry them out. I treat the honor and dishonor, the fame and blame that may be the consequence with equal equanimity. Internally, I am unconcerned. I act, but in the outer world, I talk and move about for the sake of the world, outer world, and for announcing my coming to the people. Else, I have no concern even with these. I answer whatever the name you use. I go wherever I am taken. This is my very first vow. For me, the world is something afar and apart. I act and move only for the sake of mankind. No one can comprehend my glory, whoever he is, whatever his method of inquiry, however long his attempt. Devotees must have patience and forbearance to see it unfold." In the external world, Bhagwan's trusts and institutions have taken up various socio, medical and educate programs. Through Sri Satya Sai Shrama Women's Welfare Trust, we believe Bhagwan's system of education is, number one, to impart true and ideal education which will mold students to the service of the society, to cultivate their intelligence and purify their impulses and emotions and equip them with physical and mental discipline needed, and for the role of future leaders of India as persons of integrity and character to stand up against injustice, indiscipline, immorality and falsehood. Sri Satya Sai Shrama Women's Welfare Trust serves in this direction when working and serving the economically deprived and needy sections of the society. In the breadth of this sacred trust, imbued are the guidelines established by Bhagwan, in which the staff, the volunteers, the donors and the supporters from India and abroad work incessantly. The trust has inspired various women in starting and establishing similar programs in the country and outside India. In general, when you go through various occasions when Bhagwan spoke to women, about women, on women, what I personally understand in my own way, and I'm sure many of you who are assembled here and who are hearing will agree, that women should not feel rejected, deprived or scared. They should be courageous, have respect for values and move on with equal rights, even if at times caught up in the vicious spells of chauvinism cast by the uncivilized societies gripping and crippling the lives of women. Also, not be victims of false perceptions and pervert visions of others about women. From here, in the Divine Presence, I call for women around the world to create new ripples, make new waves, and move forward with the name of God in the heart and create beautiful generations that are free of taboo and other unreasonable and unethical practices. At this juncture, I am pleased to announce a new project that helps the children to become responsive, receptive and educated. Sri Satya Sai Ishwara Women's Welfare Trust is pleased to announce in the Divine Presence today a new project in the direction of education to serve the school children of the district and to encourage the spirit of education. As a token, we begin today by distributing notebooks to 2,000 children assembled here today from 8 villages of Anantapur district, namely Puttaparthi, Vengalamma Cheruvu, Jagarajpalli, Nidimamidi, Pedapalli, Enmulapalli, Bidupalli, Gangireddipalli. With Bhagwan's grace, I'm sure this project will blossom in future, addressing various needs of the schools in the rural areas. In conclusion, I would also like to congratulate the women who have sacrificed and worked for the formation of New Andhra Pradesh. Bhagwan said, "Society, as a society, we do not work in isolation. We are all interdependent." Sri Satya Sai Ishwara Women's Welfare Trust will also play its role and will contribute for the progress and enhancement of lives of women and children in the years to come. And also it is very encouraging to see that the newly formed government, central government and the state government, take more resolutions to work for welfare of women and children today. And now I call Mrs. Vijayalakshmi, who works with us at the trust office and with others who are also actively participating in various activities. I would like to thank all our staff members, the members that are working now and the members who have separated into the Sadhana Trust, who are also assembled here, who have been working with us from the initial stages of formation of this trust. And in the same spirit, I call Mrs. Vijayalakshmi to render the same in Telugu for the benefit of the children and others who are assembled here today. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
ఇక్కడ ఆసీనులైన పెద్దలకు కిన్నారులకు అందరికీ సాయిరాం. శ్రీ భగవాన్ బాబావారి దివ్య ఆశీస్సులతో స్వామివారి తల్లిగారైన ఈశ్వరమ్మ గారి పేరు మీద ఈశ్వరమ్మ మహిళా సంక్షేమ ట్రస్టు నందు సంక్షేమ ట్రస్టు 2005 స్థాపించియున్నారు. ఈశ్వరమ్మ గారి కోరిక మేరకు స్వామివారు స్థాపించినటువంటి మహిళా సంక్షేమ ట్రస్టులో వైద్యము, విద్య, స్త్రీలకు మరుగుదొడ్ల నిర్మాణమునకు ప్రాధాన్యత ఇచ్చియున్నారు. దానిలో భాగముగా ఈశ్వరమ్మ మహిళా ట్రస్టు వారిచే ప్రతి నెల వైద్యము నిమిత్తము మదర్ అండ్ చైల్డ్ ప్రోగ్రాంలో క్యాంపులను జరిపి వారందరికీ మందులు మరియు పిల్లలకు పెద్దలకు హైజీన్ కిట్స్, ప్రోటీన్, సాయి ప్రోటీన్, బేబీ కిట్స్, శారీస్ అవన్నీను ఇచ్చుడు జరుగుతున్నది. అదియను కాక ఇంకను ట్రస్ట్ వారిచే పుట్టపర్తి, కొత్త చెరువు, బుక్కపట్టణం మండలంలో అన్ని గ్రామములలోనూ మహిళలకు మరుగుదొడ్ల నిర్మాణము 2012 చేపట్టి ఇప్పటికీ 1050 మరుగుదొడ్ల నిర్మాణము పూర్తి చేయట జరిగినది. ఇంకనూ స్వామివారి దయతో అడిగిన వారికి లేదనకుండా మరుగుదొడ్ల నిర్మాణము జరుగుతుంది, చేపట్టబడుతుంది. అదీనూ కాక ఈ సంవత్సరము ట్రస్టు వారిచే పుట్టపర్తి మండలంలోని 8 గ్రామములలో ప్రభుత్వ పాఠశాలల విద్యార్థులకు నోటు పుస్తకం ఇచ్చుట జరుగుచున్నది. ఇది ఒక నమూనా మాత్రమే. ఇంకనూ ఈ కార్యక్రమం భవిష్యత్తులో జిల్లా అంతటా జరిగేటట్లు ట్రస్టు కార్యకర్తలు సూచించియున్నారు. ఈ కార్యక్రమములన్నీను దేశ విదేశాల వారు కూడా స్ఫూర్తిగా తీసుకుని వారు కూడా చేయుటకు ట్రస్టునకు ఈమెయిల్స్ మరియు ఫోన్ కాల్స్ వచ్చుట జరుగుతున్నది. కనుక భవిష్యత్తులో ఈ కార్యక్రమములన్నీను మహిళా సంక్షేమ ట్రస్టు వారిచే దినదినాభివృద్ధి గావించవలనని స్వామివారి అనుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో అందరికీ కలుగ చేయవలనని స్వామివారిని ప్రార్థించుచు అందరికీ సాయిరాం.
My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear devotees, and my dear students, with the divine inspiration and guidance of beloved Bhagwan Baba, Sri Satya Sai Ishwaramma Trust today is distributing books to the children of village around Prashanti Gram. It is a small gesture of Vidya Dana. It is said that of all danas, the Vidya Dana is supreme. Baba educated thousands of students and we are emulating him in a small way. I pray Baba to bless the students who have come here today with a good health, happiness and wisdom. It is hoped that the students will bring joy to their parents and families and grow up to be responsible citizens and, more importantly, messengers of Bhagwan's teachings. Love all, serve all. Jai Sai Ram.
शंकर हर परमेश्वर शिव शिव शंकर हर परमेश्वर
Bye.
జయ 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 హే మధుసూదన
Thank you. Jai Ho Nataraj.
गदाधर शंभो हे नटरा लोचना पाहि मुरारी लोचना पाहि मुरारी हल धरा हे त्रिपुरारी
God.
మోహనానందనా
ఆనందదాయ जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।